I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me again is Dr. John Smith. He is a veterinarian and consultant for Electrion in Baldwin, Georgia, but he's also president of the American Association of Avian Pathologists, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
Great.
AAAP, as it's often called, had their 60th anniversary last summer. You must be looking forward to another great year.
We are, and another great 60 years.
And tell me about your membership. I mean, it's more than just veterinarians, isn't it?
It is. In fact, roughly 50% of our membership are DVMs. The other 50% are our associate members. And they involve a lot of researchers in poultry disease.
So, you know, I know that you have this big conference every year. You've got the one coming up in Denver this summer. But that's not the only time where AAAP is communicating information. You've got your website, AAAP.info. And I understand you're making some updates to that.
We are, and we're very excited about this. AAAP is concerned about the public fear of technology and science, how the poultry industries are sometimes falsely portrayed in the media, and we desire to become a trusted source of information about the science behind poultry health, poultry management. And to that end, we're trying to increase our public-facing presence.
And so what will that entail? I know that you've got a lot of information on the website right now, position papers and so forth. What can we look forward to in terms of content?
Yeah, so we've got two initiatives currently underway. One is a new digital information committee that we have set up, and they're looking at the platforms that we use and how we actually get our information in front of the public. And simultaneously, we have created a public trust task force that is going to look at how we are portrayed, how we're seen, and to try to increase the perception of AAAP as a trusted source.
Now, you know, you see these consumer studies that say, well, you know, if they're concerned about antibiotics or hormones or welfare or whatever, they don't want to hear the scientific part of it. They just want to hear what their Aunt Judy says on Facebook or whatever. I mean, what's AAAP's position on that? Is there a place for science in this discussion?
Yeah, the science needs to be there, but what you're saying is absolutely correct. It's almost an immediate turnoff when you go to the facts. We are trying to educate ourselves as to how to approach that. And I think the key is letting the consumer and the public know that we have families just like them. We're concerned about the health of our birds, the health of the environment, and feeding our families healthy food, and it's connecting on a personal basis with our audience.
And what are the conversations about poultry right now that AAAP would like to take a more active role in?
I think there's several that immediately come to the forefront. Probably the two big ones are use of antibiotics in the industry, our access to those antibiotics as veterinarians, and the other is the welfare of the birds.
And they really go hand in hand, don't they?
They do. Those are intimately connected.
And do you think that that's lost on some consumers, or in a supermarket they see no antibiotics ever, and then they have the supermarket brand, that they might gravitate toward that other product because they think it's healthier? Do you feel that AAAP can try to change their perception?
We would like to do that by, again, trying to make this personal connection and using that to get the facts in front of people. Putting really stringent, onerous restrictions on the use of antibiotics has an impact on the welfare of the birds. In spite of all of our best efforts, which are great, to prevent disease, they still happen, and those flocks need to be treated.
Well, and I would think too that you know, some people think that you're just pouring antibiotics into the feed, but these medications, they cost poultry companies money. There's not a huge margin in poultry, so companies really have a lot of incentive to try to minimize the use of antibiotics, don't they?
Absolutely, and there have been a lot of changes in the regulation of antibiotics that have given the veterinarian much more control over the use. And I think all of my colleagues are absolutely committed to using those tools judiciously, both because we're concerned not only about the health of the birds, but the health of the public and our own families, and we're concerned about maintaining our access to those tools. And judicious use is a part of maintaining that public license, if you will.
So now, let's get back to the AAAP website. You folks are a volunteer organization. You have limited resources, but you have this new website coming out, and I understand also a mobile app. What's sort of the timeline for that?
I don't have that exactly nailed down, but it's ongoing as we speak, and I think it's imminent.
Well, we've been talking to John Smith. He's president of the American Association of Avian Pathologists and also a very well-known poultry consultant from Baldwin, Georgia. John, thanks again for joining us
today. Thanks, Joe.